This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The governor of the Lviv region in western Ukraine reports airstrikes in the region on Saturday morning. Maxim Kazitsky said on the Telegram messaging app that Russian Su-35 aircraft took off from an airfield in Belarus and carried out missile strikes in Lviv. Ukraine's air defense system shot down four cruise missiles, the governor said. He didn't offer any details about possible casualties or damage. Kyiv's mayor said in an online posting that Kyiv was struck early Saturday in the Donetsk district. That's in the eastern part of the capital, saying there were explosions. He said rescuers and paramedics were on the scene and that victims' details would be released later. He urged residents to heed air raid sirens and warned those who have fled the capital not to return now for their own safety. More than 900 bodies of civilians were discovered in the Kyiv region following the withdrawal of Russian forces. That's according to the regional police chief who spoke Friday. The jarring numbers emerged shortly after Russia's defense ministry promised to ramp up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to alleged aggression on Russian territory. That warning followed the stunning loss of Moscow's flagship in the Black Sea, which a senior U.S. official confirmed was hit by a Ukrainian missile. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that existing sanctions on Russia are painful but not yet enough to stop the Russian military. Zelensky called for the democratic world to ban Russian oil. While U.S. lawmakers and U.S. President Joe Biden have enacted such a ban, Europe relies more heavily on Russian energy supplies, and the U.S. has been working to keep India from stepping up its use of Russian energy. This is VOA News. A U.S. ban on seafood imports from Russia over its invasion of Ukraine was supposed to sap billions of dollars from Vladimir Putin's war machine, but shortcomings in import regulations mean that Russian-caught pollock, salmon, and crab are likely to enter the U.S. anyway, by way of the country vital to seafood supply chains across the world, and that's China. Like the U.S. seafood industry, Russian companies rely heavily on China to process their catch, which then can be re-exported to the U.S. as a product of China. The result, nearly a third of the wild-caught fish imported from China was caught in Russian waters. Yet again, the U.S. is trudging into what could be another COVID-19 surge, with cases rising nationally and in most states after a two-month decline. One big unknown, we don't know how high that mountain's going to grow, said Dr. Stuart Campbell-Ray, who's an infectious disease expert at Johns Hopkins University. No one expects a peak nearly as high as the last one when the contagious Omicron version of the coronavirus ripped through the population, but experts warn that the coming wave caused by a mutant called BA2 that's thought to be about 30% more contagious will wash across the nation. They worry that hospitalizations, which are already ticking up in some parts of the Northeast, will rise in a growing number of states in the coming weeks. And the case wave will be bigger than it looks, they say, because reported numbers are vast undercounts as people test at home without reporting their infections or skip testing altogether. The only surviving member of the Islamic State attack team that terrorized Paris in 2015 has asked for forgiveness and expressed condolences for the victims. In emotional court testimony on Friday, he pleaded with survivors to, quote, detest me with moderation. For years, Salah Absalom stayed silent about the attacks on a theater, Paris cafes, and the National Stadium, as well as the 130 people who were killed. Then this week, his words started flowing in lengthy and sometimes confused testimony. Survivors and victims' families, who hope the extensive trial helps them find justice and clarity, had mixed reactions. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.